Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, no doubt, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Y'all, I can't tell you how many hits we're getting on our website. We appreciate all of you who listen from all parts of the country and all around the world. We welcome you this Tuesday morning. It's August 21st. And if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:36 a.m. So still a little bit early, but I tell you what, I think we're all getting back into the stride of things. Seeing the school buses roll this morning, it just lets you know summer is very much over. And I'm going to tell you, those school buses and school kids, you know, as much as I'm like every parent, sometimes you just hate to see school start. And then there are others of us that are just gleeful. Well, you know, I'm sort of in the middle, but it does my heart good to see kids standing at the bus stop in the morning waiting to go and get that knowledge. And so that's why we try to remind you every single morning that those kids are texting. They're just doing so many different things in the morning. And we really, really want you to take heed to make sure that you're engaged, because they're not. And also this morning as we were driving in, although we drive in on the highway, we don't get a chance to see those crossing guards. But I just want to say to those ladies and those gentlemen that look out for our kids, kudos to you, because you guys do an incredible job. Make sure that you're being mindful about our crossing guards. And you know what? I see so many women driving school buses. You guys absolutely rock. Good morning to you as well. And for all of the drivers, please stay engaged. Please remember that if you're driving through those school zones, they're in effect until 9 o'clock. And I like to call it the magic hour, because that's when the flashers go off. So please be careful as you're traveling in this morning. I tell you what, changing gears, it's Tuesday, and I feel absolutely incredible. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, we had American Wholesale Mattress on a couple weeks ago. Well, we're investing in the whole mattress slash pillow concept, because we're one of those millions of people, well, I am, that can't sleep really well at night because I can't turn my mind off. Well, the first thing that we did is we invested in some therapeutic pillows, and they absolutely rock. So this morning, I am just full of energy. I'm rested. I'm ready to go. We hope that you are as well. It's Tuesday morning, everybody. And as always, we have another incredible show. You guys know how I love stories, and I love to talk about people's journeys, especially when they're living their dreams, stepping out of the boat, starting their own business, writing their own books, painting their own paintings, or whatever it is. And this morning is no different. We're going to be joined by a couple of ladies that have stepped out of the boat. You got to stay tuned to see who it is. I'm going to tell you more about them and their incredible story on the other side of this break. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives.
get on the path to financial security, and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Hinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is the On Point Talk playback. Monique, Oscar and Golden Globe Award winner and international talk show host.
Monique, it's amazing to know that every time we see the Monique Show and those doors open, that you're the first African-American woman to host a late night TV talk show. Talk about that.
I am having the time of my life. Every night when that elevator door opens up, baby, the little girl in me want to just run out of there.
Really?
It is everything that I thought it would be, and then it slips into things that I couldn't even imagine.
Hello, I'm Carol Kinder, a financial advisor with Pathway Advisors. I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT network. If you're just driving in, it's 7:44 a.m. And let me just say that this segment of the OPT network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Carol Kinder, if you're looking for a financial advisor that can help you to make the right financial decisions, whether you've come into an inheritance or you just have won the lottery or you just have money in your 401k plan and you're just not sure how to make it grow and go and make it work for you, Carol Kinder is where you should start. The number is 318-448-8600 or 8600. Again, 318-448-8600. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are always on point. Remember, we are in hurricane season and we don't want to lull ourselves to sleep and think that, you know what, we have escaped hurricane season. But not only hurricane season, she has a full service insurance company. Whatever you need, Rosa and her team are there to serve you. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, you're just in time. You know, every single opportunity that we get, we like to talk about people, and especially women. And women just I just feel such a connection to those women that are living their dreams and stepping out of what I like to call the metaphorical boat and getting down to the business of making the business happen. And this morning we're joined by the owners of Davis One Stop. You hear me talk about it all the time. Thesha Wiley Davis is the owner. Her sister Lorette Wiley, along with Thesha's husband, Mr. Davis, Donald Davis, and they have come together in this family business to create an incredible store for our town in Cheneyville, but not just for our town. You hear me say all the time, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, it's just an incredible place. And so I want to welcome them to the OPT Network for the very first time. Thesha and Lorette, better known as Hollywood.
Hollywood in the
good,
house.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Yeah. That's the kind of energy. That
I hate morning people, but good morning anyway.
She is over there with a long face, kind of disappointed that she had to get up so early. But I told her, DC, that it was going to be the quickest, most fun part of their morning. Well, so we'll make it quick and we'll make it fun. Thesha, I want to start with your vision for the show, because what people may or may not know is that Thesha has been a nurse. Thesha has been a nurse for more than two decades. And so you have had a stable career. So I want to talk about the vision for the store and how that happened.
Good morning. Back in 1998, I was sitting in my bed minding my own business early in the morning.
Were you sitting there or were you laying there?
No, I was sitting. I was up. Actually, I was reading.
Okay.
And this voice says, you're going to open the grocery store. And I put the Bible down and I looked around in the room. I know it's the only one home.
Uh-huh.
And I said, can't be. I didn't know what to do, so I called my sister. I said, because if I call
not
Mama,
me.
She
was early in the morning, not me.
I said, if I call Mama, she's going to say, girl, that's the Lord. So I called my sister in California.
And so what were you thinking that sister was going to say that was different from your mom?
I don't know, but I didn't expect her to say, girl, go out to talk to people in all kinds of ways. He coming in and form, and all you have to do is be quiet and listen.
Uh-huh.
I said, but Marie, not a grocery store. I'm a nurse. She said, well, if that's what God said.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, okay.
And so that absolutely makes no sense.
No.
Because not only are you not a grocer, you've been a nurse for your whole adult life, pretty much.
Exactly.
And so then what happens?
Well,
do you ignore that voice and say, can't be?
Well, I talked to I called Mama and I told Mama about it, and she said, yeah, you might be a nurse. She said, but you're a giving person and you're always looking out for others. That's and if right. God have mm-hmm. a community for you to look after, that's what you're going to do.
Wow. What a word. If God has a community for you to look after, then that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So.
And so do you receive that at that moment? No, you don't.
You don't receive it. No, I don't.
So this happens back in 1998.
Exactly.
All right. And so let's talk about the journey.
Oh,
from that moment, from when you get this word from God, and you know it's a word from God, but it just doesn't make sense.
Yes.
And so you go along about your life, and let's fast forward a couple of years. Then what happens?
Well, I started to seek Small Business Association, all the trainings and meetings, and I started going, getting educated.
So at that point, well, maybe I should see about
becoming.
Well, it's
because I had no peace. And it would always come to me. It was always the same thing over and over. And it's like, you know how you forget something and let it go? I could never let this go.
Wow.
So, and I was telling it to one of my friends, and she said, well, we're going to start going to classes. And she would find classes in New Orleans or Shreveport, and we would go.
Mm-hmm.
And we were learning. And then I started applying for loans, applying for assistance with business plans, because I knew nothing about it, and everybody was saying, you know, you can get grants and loans. Everything they said, I tried it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
No. I spent a lot of money, though, because people will tell you for a business plan, X number of dollars, pay it, and they just send you a whole lot of listings for you to contact.
So, Thesha, you didn't know about the incubator?
Not at that time.
Okay.
But I did find out about the incubator, and I started utilizing the incubator.
Very
and
good.
I had already had a business plan, but Mr. Gaines was very helpful.
At the incubator?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. And what I want people to know, and I wanted to throw that in, is because when you seek help from a place like the incubator, they're not charging you.
No.
They're helping you to get your business off the ground.
Yes.
And so you spend all this money, you never get a piece, and then you start applying for loans.
Well, I started applying for loans before I went to the incubator.
Okay.
And at that time, I had been turned down by 15 banks.
15 banks.
15 banks.
But do you see, he's over there saying, well, but this is not because they didn't have immaculate credit.
No.
There's just no reason.
No reason. And everybody said, I can't believe you being turned down.
So
and
what
they
is
they were tearing you down.
And Hollywood was saying the same thing. Her sister, she said they had incredible credit and they continued to be turned down.
Yes. Yeah.
And so how do you pick yourself up after you've been turned down 15 times? Do you start to say, well, maybe it wasn't God?
No, I said, I'm not no quitter.
Wow.
I don't. And then at that time I said, I know this has to be for the Lord, because there was always another door. Even though I would get turned down, there was always another avenue or something else would come. And the Lord just kept showing me this door, the window in this door. I went to Shreveport, and on the way back, after they had turned me down again, I went to Shreveport. They told me to come. Everything was get there. It was a different story. I saw the window going, and I saw the same window coming.
Wow.
So I said, okay, Lord, I guess you're still talking to me. And I just kept pursuing it, just kept pressing on, because really there was no reason for them to turn me down. Everything they asked for, I always had.
And so when did you know where this window was?
One morning I was on my way to work.
And that's why I don't get up in mornings.
Hollywood says, that's why I don't get up too early.
Because I would have moved by then or whatever. I would have been out of Louisiana. I'm out of here.
And I looked and I said, oh my God. I said, that old raggedy building, that's the window. I don't want that. And it was no way. And I called my sister in California again.
Not me again.
And I said, that building is falling down. It's raggedy.
But you knew that that was the window.
I knew that was the window.
Wow.
I knew that was the window. Yes.
And then you pass by the building in Cheneyville on Highway 71, and you say, that's the building. But it is not like what you saw in your dream.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. No way.
And so when you look at this dilapidated building that has been sitting up for I don't know how many years, what do you think?
I think God does have a sense of humor. Because I can't believe he's going to give me a dream, and then this is what it is. I just couldn't fathom it at the time.
Unbelievable.
Then she fell in love with Cheneyville.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Cheneyville is much to love. Y'all, let me get a quick break. But I'm going to tell you, you want to stay locked in, because this is an incredible story of hope and the power of vision and the power of God. Stay on point. We're back after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another OPT playback. Actress Tasha Smith.
How do you have that divine encounter that changes your life? How does that happen?
Our philosophy is that our wealth and our success is not in money, but it's in vision and it's in our dreams.
Hello, I'm Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carlette Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:59 a.m. and today is Tuesday, August 21st. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, a credit union with a heart and dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop, traveling north or south on Highway 71. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, also McDonald's of Alexandria. And speaking of Davis One Stop, we're joined by the owners and management of Davis One Stop, Thesha Wally Davis. Her husband, Donald Davis, is not joining us this morning, but is an integral part of the puzzle, and her sister, Lorette Wally. And before we went to break, we were just talking about this incredible journey. And when I heard that playback, money, our vision is more than money. Our wealthy place is not just about money, it's about vision. And that's really how we started the show, talking about your vision. And then we talk about this building, this old dilapidated building in Cheneyville that has been sitting there for countless years. And then you go in and you finally get everything together and you acquire the building. How scary is it, Thesha and Lorette, when you go into that building and you see the work that has to happen?
They're looking at each other.
I asked her to just burn it down and start over, but she said no.
And so, Lorette, when you first walked into this building that was in Thesha's vision, what are you thinking?
This girl has lost her mind.
Wow. Yeah. It was that bad.
It was bad. It was really bad.
And so, Thesha, when you... you realize this is indeed the building, and you walk in there. Do you say, God, how do I restore this building?
Yes. I say, God, what's next? This is all about you. This is your plan. You have to show me, because I do not see the vision in this.
Wow.
It was just that bad. And once we got a crew to come in and start cleaning up the building and had a contractor to come in, you could see the light. It was totally different then. And
wow.
I think it's at that point when my husband got the vision.
Wow.
And
because let's back up a little bit, because okay. Your husband didn't initially have the vision with you.
No.
And talk to those women who do have a vision, but their husband doesn't necessarily see that vision.
Well, I can tell you what I had to do. I had to pray. And my prayer was not about me. It was, God, just give Donald the vision.
Mm.
Not change him or anything like that. Just give him the vision.
Right.
And once God did give him the vision, it was a total different in attitude. Because it was always, woman, you're spending all the money. We're not going to have any money left. Woman, stop spending the money.
It's my brother-in-law.
Woman, what's wrong with you? Why would you buy that building? He really didn't want to buy it, and I had to talk to him and tell him, Donald, this is the vision. You remember I was
you
telling you about
your husband.
You remember I was telling you about that window? This is the one that he said, well, it is
but
a horrible
on the surface,
window.
On the, what does he say? It's a horrible window.
Yes.
But on the surface, it does seem horrible.
Yes.
Because
yes.
People who yes. are not familiar just can't really get a visual, do you see, of how dilapidated that building
yes.
really
yes.
was. And so he at some point he does get the vision.
Yes.
And then what does he say when he gets the vision?
Oh, this is you're Wally. I'm a Davis. This is Davis stuff.
he wants to lay claim.
Yes, claim now. All the hard work is done. He's laying claim to it now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but once he was there, especially when the contractor, it was time for the contractor
mm-hmm.
to come in. He was there. He was on point.
All right.
Because that's
all
that's
right.
what we needed
nice
at that
one.
Time
nice
for
one.
Him
they
to be there. I mean, it started just falling. Things started falling into place.
Wow.
And then when the finances ran out, there was a setback.
And what does that mean when the finances
okay.
ran out?
We were out of money then.
I know
because
that.
Because I cannot spend any more money.
No more.
Okay, but what people need to know, because every time you see a business that pops up, you wonder how people got the money, how they did it, how you took this building that was just a hot mess and restored it. But really, you took a lot of your family savings.
Yes, yes. That's what the majority of it was, until we actually did get a loan through Axion.
All right. We love Axion, Texas, Louisiana. So they come through
and
you get a loan and then that gives you like a new energy, a new surge.
Yes.
And so is that enough?
No, it's not enough.
The money is gone.
Yeah.
it's time to have a fish dinner.
And at this time, we're working with, by this time, I'm working with the incubator.
Okay.
And that's how I got in touch with Axion, through the incubator.
Okay.
And so after that runs out, well, my pastor, y'all, I got to give kudos to my pastor.
He's
always been there.
Reverend
He's always
Jackson.
Been praying, and he got it back. Him as first lady, and so.
And that's Reverend Melvin Jackson.
Melvin D. Jackson. Bishop Jackson.
Who cannot run.
Oh, it's a whole cheering squad.
No, because Bishop can't run. He think he's so fast. I used to kick him in high school all the time running.
Anyway. You know, he had always been in prayer and always in the background, but one day he stepped up to the plate, and he went to meet with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And within a couple of days, I got a call from this person saying that they were coming to the store to look it over. And when they came to the
and
store.
And this was a banker.
This was a banker, mm-hmm. a local banker.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came in, he looked, and he could see the vision immediately.
He could.
And he said, we're going to make it happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what are you thinking at that moment? Thesha, because this starts from a vision in 1998,
mm-hmm.
and we fast forward to what year would we be in?
2011.
So this is a whole journey. This is years of just going through. And so when that banker says, I see your vision and we're going to make it happen, what are you thinking at that moment?
I was like, Lord, thank you. You always did say you were going to make a way, and I never doubted you, and here it is.
Wow.
Yes.
And so my point would be this for those people that have gotten a vision and the vision is outside of their expertise. Mm-hmm. You're a nurse. You take care of people. And so are you saying, God, how am I going to know how to run a grocery mm-hmm. store?
Exactly.
So how does that happen?
He just told me, I've never left you so far. I'll make a way.
Wow.
I'll make a way.
And then so you pull your sister in.
Yes.
Mm, okay. Now that's where the drama begins.
Okay. and so, Lorette, when you hear all the vision and you see the process and you see everything happening, you say what?
No. She invited me down for a weekend, and that's been a year and so ago.
And for people that don't know, she invited you down for a weekend from California.
Just to come and see, well, come, I open the store. All I want you to do is come. I said, okay, let me go.
Was that strategic, Thesha? All you
yes.
need to do is yeah. get her to come?
Yeah, because I knew at that point I needed the help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was overwhelming.
Wow.
Because there was so much, and through all the trainings, especially at the business incubator, they always focus on make sure you have good management, make sure you know what's going on. You mm-hmm. can't just put anybody in your business.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
I knew she was I could count on her.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And besides, Mama threatened me too.
And so Lorette, at that moment when you come down from California that weekend and you see this vision, are you thinking, okay?
No, I was still thinking, okay, I give her 2 weeks. I help out as much as I can for 2 weeks. And then after that, I'm out of here. This is
wow.
Cheneyville. I'm out of here. But then the kids, the people, the employees.
They got into your heart.
Yeah, they kind of like.
They softened up.
They kind of stuck with
it. They softened you up. And so at what point do you say, because this is huge for you too. You've lived in California most of your adult life.
Mm.
And so coming back home, so to speak, has got to be a big decision.
Yeah, it was just overwhelming just to see what people can really do when they trust God and put their faith and go forward. And for her, I know Thesha, all of life, she's always been that person that just give.
Absolutely.
Give. Hey, and I knew God was going to bless her, so I was going to jump on her coattail. I wasn't going to miss out on that, so I said, wait a minute. Okay, well, God got her. Well, I'm going to jump on here, too. So,
y'all, this is an incredible conversation. Let me get a quick break here, y'all. You're on point. Stay with us. We're back in just a moment.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there. And we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Hollywood from Davis One Stop in Cheneyville, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. You would think today is Friday. Today is Tuesday. It's August 21st, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, and McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining us, what an incredible, incredible conversation we're having with Thesha Wiley Davis and Lorette Wiley. And, you know, they're the owners of Davis One Stop. And I just got to say kudos to Donald Davis, who is Thesha's husband, because we know that in all of our endeavors, no matter what they are, those men are at the head of that. And if they don't come along, it just makes it tough for us. So kudos to those men that stand with that vision, get the vision, and really help to make it soar. So we say kudos to Mr. Donald Davis, wherever he is this morning, this Tuesday morning. But our conversation is about the store, the journey, the process, starting that vision, and really birthing that. And one of the things that we were talking about during the break, and I don't want to forget this, I want to talk about Martin Johnson, because you talked about what an integral part that he was, and he has helped so many people at a point where you just didn't know what you were going to do.
Yes.
And he stepped right in.
Yes. And the day he walked in, like I say, he walked around and he looked and he saw the vision and he turned around and he said, make it happen.
Absolutely. Wow.
And it happened.
Make it happen.
Yes. Make it happen.
Yeah. And Martin has helped countless people. And Martin, for helping those people and for being a change that you want to see in your community. We say kudos to you because it takes every part of the puzzle to make it come together. And so then the store gets started, and what happens after that?
Well, everybody was excited, hyped. We have
wonderful employees.
Yes.
We have a butcher. His name is Ellis. Every time we fire
him. We call
him,
Ellis Pudgy. Nobody Nobody knows Ellis
Pudgy
by
gets
Ellis.
Fired every day, but he loves his job so much, he comes back. Yeah, we can't get rid of Pudgy.
And hey, Bubba Pudgy and Chris. Pudgy has been a butcher for a long
Absolutely.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows that meat.
Yes. Yes. He does know his meat.
And so when do y'all decide, though, that you're going to have a butcher? How does that happen?
Oh, from the beginning, he was during the planning stage, I had to find employees. And actually, when I first started, they kept telling me at the incubator I had too many employees. But I said, no, I need those employees. I need them.
Uh-huh.
But then as time winded down, you know, people left for different reasons. And is now we have exactly what we need.
What they said.
And I didn't believe y'all. Believe what they said.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I have exactly what I need. Now I have wonderful Chris Afford, who's at the front.
Uh-huh.
Bubba Townsend.
Johnny Townsend. We call him Bubba.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Ellis. And we have our CEO, Irma.
No, our cooks.
We have, no, I'm talking about the front.
I don't give myself title.
CEO.
Uh-oh.
And then we have two wonderful cooks in the kitchen, Keefe and Coco.
Well, wait a minute. Talk about the cooks, though. I got to skip right to the cooks because one Saturday morning, a couple Saturday mornings, actually, we were running, and DC, he is a great, great breakfast fixer. And he said, you know what? We don't have time for me to fix breakfast. So he was going to fix breakfast. And then he goes to the store, and he loves, loves, loves this sausage that you guys have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's in that sausage, but it's D and
Double D
sausage. And so he says, Carlette, they say they can make breakfast for us. You want to just get breakfast here? Amazing. I mean, home cooked.
Some love in it.
Yeah, Thesha actually made the breakfast.
She stopped
Go ahead.
What she was doing. And fix the breakfast.
I could not believe that.
I couldn't believe it either.
I said, DC,
I enjoyed it.
You got Thesha to stop what she was doing to make.
No, I didn't have to get her to do it. She stopped me from doing what I was doing to do it.
And it was just absolutely incredible.
Absolutely.
I mean, grits, sausage, eggs,
pancakes.
Yeah. And whenever you can meet the palate of Deuce Christmas, you've done something special. Because he is a finicky finicky little eater. And so talk about, not only is the store incredible, I just want to give people a visual of this store that was just run down. Now it looks like it went, how God said, old things become new.
Yeah.
It was an old thing that became new. Talk about the facets on that old thing becoming new.
Okay, we went from the front. We have a boutique. The boutique used to be a garage.
Wow.
The door, when we touched the door, they were going to open the door. When they touched it, it just caved in. So we poured concrete over the whole floor in the boutique where the tire shop was.
Uh-huh.
And that's our boutique area.
So, like, as you're going, are you just getting a vision of what needs to happen for every step?
Every day, I was, you know, steady praying. And when I go in, God would tell me that's what that's going to be.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so this old, dilapidated place now becomes a boutique.
Yes.
Okay.
We have a customer that comes in and calls it the Mall of Chainerville.
Yes. He says, I'm at the mall today, y'all.
I'm at the Mall of Chainerville.
Yeah.
And then what are the other departments?
Then we have the grocery store. The grocery side with the drinks, the canned goods, the cereals, the bread, and the fresh meat.
The fresh meat.
And then we have the butcher shop with the butcher, you know, that comes in every day. And then on the other side, we have the cafe where you can sit down and eat and play short. We have short artists, and on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, they do plate lunches.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing. And so in your wildest dreams, could you have seen all of this?
No. No. And then it's steady growing. So that's not
So this is not the end.
This is not the end.
This is just the beginning.
Yes, this is not the end.
Wow. And so I want you to tell those people, Thesha, that are listening to this amazing story, that are saying, you know what, God gave me a vision too. How did you push past the fear, the uncertainty, and all of the challenges to get out of the boat and get started?
You know, you have to have praying people with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
And my mother, as y'all know, has always been a prayer.
Grandma Wally.
And she have a prayer group. They pray all over the United States. They call one another. That prayer group reaches from north to south to east to west.
Wow.
And they were always praying, and she's always encouraging. You have to have somebody to encourage you, not Kay. You know, God's not going to bring you this far to leave you. And if God
that's
told
what she calls you,
that,
Kay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if God told you that, that's what he's going to do. He's never going to go back on his word. And, you know, there were many days that I would get discouraged. She said, Kay, don't get discouraged. And be like, I just can't believe. I said, why God? She said, God didn't leave you. He didn't leave you.
Wow.
He's there. But he's an on-time God. He don't do things on your time. He does it, do it on his time.
Right.
And so you just have to stay encouraged and stay focused, because if God has given you this vision, he's going to bring it to fruition. That's for sure. It's no way God's going to leave you.
Wow.
It's going to be a lot of mountains. A lot of mountains. But, you know, if you don't, my thing has always been, if you don't go through anything, how can you tell anybody something?
Mm-hmm.
So I look at these as all stepping stones and experiences as to how to say, well, I know I can go on because I've been through that. I've done this.
Right.
I've been through there.
Right. Yes. You know, I just want to say to all of those people that are listening, there's always something so special about a mother that encourages you
yes.
to be strong and to find that inner strength. You gotta be strong. Y'all, you're on point.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, all I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said. Read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you. Others take a different view. Your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. Together. All I know, love will save the day.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Thesha Davis, owner of Davis One Stop in Cheneville, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT. It's 8:29 a.m. on Tuesday morning, August 21st. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are in Bunkie and Avoyelles Parish to serve you. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. HicksonHasIt.com. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works Expert Collision Repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. And we just want to remind you, if you have been in an automobile accident and you need repairs, you need restoration, Rayhide Paint and Body Works is where you should start. This morning, we're talking to the owners of Davis One Stop, Thesha Wally Davis, Lorette Wally, and I always got to include Donald Davis, who is Thesha's husband and partner in business. And, you know, as we were talking during the break, we just hope by telling these incredible stories that it'll give life to the next incredible story. And I think it always encourages people, Thesha, when they hear about somebody that just gets started, doesn't really know about the business per se, but you just go on faith. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was the fact that you're still a nurse and you're still working, and the challenges of working and running a business.
Well, by Lorette being here has made it very tolerable because, like you say, working, I get up at 5 in the morning, stop at the business first, and once I leave the business, then I go to the VA, and I'm at ease because I know she's there handling the business, but you always have to have someone there who's dependable and reliable, and I know I can count on her. And once my day in at the VA, I'm back at the store until 9, 10 o'clock at night.
And so how do you find the strength and the energy?
Only through God. I have to wake up in the morning praying. You know, you have to pray throughout the day. And then at night, you have to thank them and ask them to help you again. And I do have praying friends. Mm-hmm. And I know they're very supportive, and their prayers is always there. And God always have that ram in the bush, because days when you're down and depressed and don't feel like going, one of them will call or one of them will just say something that will make me realize, okay, I can do this, and I just keep going.
Right. I want to talk about the power of sisterhood.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome because, you know, everybody, we all have families, we all have sisters and brothers, but if you don't have the sister who's there to support you and help you and that you can depend on, it would be difficult for me, very difficult.
And I just want to talk about that because we're laughing and talking, but, you know, during the break we were talking about how critical Lorette's role is in the store and making it happen, and that she has been an integral, critical, important part.
Yes.
Of what you do.
Yes, very much so. And I even have several customers. A lot of ladies come in and, she help them to fit.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something they like, I'm not sure what. I mean, she can just talk them with the jewelry, with the dresses or their purse. You know, she's a seller.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's right on point.
Yes. She has that personality. And by coming from the city, coming from the city, she knows the styles and the current trends.
Right.
So, I mean,
and she's a people person.
Yes, most definitely.
And so, Lorette, I know that, you know, we talk about the power of sisterhood, but you really gave up a lot to sow into your sister's dream. But you know what? I want to talk about this because last week we had Crystal McCrary on, and she profiled 30 African-American women that were just incredible. And one of the women that she profiled was Gail King. And what I said about Gail was that she had a servant's heart, because although she and Oprah are not sisters by blood, they're sisters. And she gave up a lot of maybe what she wanted to serve in her sister's dream. And Lorette, I think that's incredible.
Absolutely. I did give up a lot, but it all equals out because I've given up a lot, but I get a lot back.
Mm-hmm.
My life was different there, but here it's like a piece. It's better. It's almost better. I've accomplished a lot, and I've changed a lot.
Wow. So do you think that God was doing something in you as well?
Using that, she must have been that ram in the bush that just saved me, because it's so many other ways I could have gone. But being that we were raised to support each other and love each other and just be there, that it wasn't really a big deal for me to just give it up.
Wow.
Because I said, well, God must have had a plan already. So who am I to just like fight it? Just go ahead on and just embrace it.
Right. And Lorette, I got to tell you, I absolutely love that, because this is what we are trying to embody, whether we are sisters by blood or whether we are just sisters in Christ. We've got to come together. And sometimes, and ladies, feel my heart. Don't listen to this with your ears. I want you to feel my heart when I say this. Sometimes, and it doesn't seem fair, But sometimes you have to give up your vision to sow into someone else's vision before you can actually see your vision come into fruition. And that's what this is about. It is about unity. It is about women coming together for the greater good. And when you come into that unity, everybody will be satisfied. Everybody will be fulfilled. Y'all, we got to take a quick break. But this life is about unity. Stay on point. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Hello, I am Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Y'all, we are having too much fun. DC's clowning around. He's got Hollywood singing on the mic. He's singing on the mic. And we're just having an all-around great time. This segment, however, is sponsored by the Voiles Commission of Tourism, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Get Fit Louisiana is what they're all about. You can find them on Facebook by typing in LACVT or go to their website at www.lacvt.com. If you're just joining us, we're talking about an incredible journey of faith, hope, and really a lot of love. We're joined by Thesha Wally Davis, who is the owner of Davis One Stop, her sister Lorette Wally, who has been an integral part of the whole business. And you know, we talk about those people like Lorette, and we talk about your husband, Donald Davis, but there are so many people, and I don't wanna leave people out because there's somebody saying, well, they didn't mention my name, but we honor all of you who play a part in helping the next person up because we know it takes all, but I can't leave out the matriarch of the Wally family. And that's Miss Irma Wally, mother of 13 children. Yes. Talk about the power of prayer and the power of that mother just saying, don't quit.
It's nothing like having a praying mother. I mean, who's always there, not only for you, but for the community, the church. So many kids in Bunker, everybody know about Granny. Everywhere she goes, Granny, Granny, Granny. And it's all because the love of Christ.
Right.
And, you know, we can all talk Christ.
That's
right. We can
all
speak Christ, but to live Christ and to show Christ. And that's what she does, and everyone knows it. And, I mean, there are just so many days with different parts of my life, not just this business, when, you know, when you're down and out, and sometimes she'd just call. She would just call and be like, Lord, how did she know the call?
Right.
And just call and encourage me. And sometimes she'd call on the phone, she said, oh, you're hurting today, huh? I'd be like, you know.
She never calls me.
You know, she always knows, so it doesn't pay. And sometimes she'll just talk, and we would be talking, and she'd say, okay, now go take your pain medicine. And I never told her I was hurting. But, I mean, it's just that the things that she knows, but she's so full of wisdom, and I thank God for that, for 85 years of living a godly life. She's not
85
perfect. 85
years. Well, nobody is. Nobody is.
But, I mean, she's just on point.
She is on point. Mm-hmm. And she is the matriarch of the Wiley family. And you guys have had a lot of challenges like many families, but she continued to pray and to press.
Yes.
And we can see that in you ladies. Mm-hmm. You know, we can see very much the imprint that your mom, and not just on you guys, but your family and how you guys come together. And that's really what it's about. It is about the unanimity of a family coming together for the greater good and making the difference in community and in family and just being the change that you want to see. And we know that there are so many great things that are in store. And Thesha, we never saw that more than when you took care of our dad at the time when he, that's been many Sundays ago, but loved us in when we came into the VA when my dad was very much dying at the end of his life. And we just saw the care, not only that you had for our dad, but for the people. And so you're a blessing, not just in Cheneyville at Davis One Stop, but you're a blessing at the VA. And I could see the way that you light up when you talk about those patients with Alzheimer's, those patients that most people don't want to necessarily deal with because of the pain and the struggle that they're dealing with inwardly. And so on this journey, Thesha, what do you think is the most important thing that you have learned through this journey?
I think learning to be a servant.
Wow.
It's always better to serve others because the joy that you get from it in the end, doing things nobody else want to do, you know, it's okay with me. I don't mind.
Wow.
Because if it's going to make someone else's life better, going to ease their pain, give them the single glimpse of hope, that's what I want to do.
And, you know, I said this one day when we were talking about you on the air, and I want you to feel this from our hearts, the humility that you see, we talk about humility all the time, and it's a great word, but when you have experienced the humility that we've experienced from you, it is absolutely incredible. and not only taking care of our dad, but being a caretaker. I can remember coming home at 9 o'clock at night from a baseball game and Deuce in D.C. wanting probably ice cream. He said it was definitely ice cream. The stores closed, and she said, y'all, come on in. And that humility and that love, and it wasn't just because it was us. We've seen you in action with people. Right. And that's really, isn't that what it's really about, D.C.?
Absolutely. And in doing that, that was before Thesia started being a sponsor of our show.
Absolutely.
You know, we would like to, you know, impress upon everybody that's out there, you know, to do business like what Thesia and her husband and Hollywood are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes great faith, but it takes you guys going in and giving your supply to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to go in and give back to what these people are trying to give to the community of Cheneyville. So if you on the highway, you're traveling, there's a lot of people from Bunkie who know Thesia and Mr. Davis in Hollywood, because they all went to Bunkie High School.
Mm-hmm.
So there's people traveling down Highway 71, and you know you might need something. You know, basically just stop in there and pick it up, because like we say in the commercial, they have everything.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised what they have in there, because looking from the outside, you really can't see how big it is on the inside. But you need to give them a look, as they say in Jamaica. Give them a look. Give them a look. And go in and see if there's something that you can take advantage of buying at Davis One Stop in Cheneyville, Louisiana, and be the change that you would like to see in somebody else's life.
And before you finish with that thought, many people may or may not know, DC is, he is a stickler for just about everything. And one of the things that he has always talked about from the inception of entering the store is how immaculate.
Exactly. The store is immaculate, but the service and the friendliness and the love is even deeper than that. I mean, you can see when you go in how people are attracting to what they're doing, because it's infectious.
That's exactly right.
It is infectious, and they love the people, and the people are starting to love them back. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And you know what? The parking lot is absolutely filling up with people.
Yes.
The store is filling up with people. And we are just here to say that we thank you for being a part of the OPT network. But even if you weren't, it's about the incredible story. It's about the incredible hearts that you all have displayed, not only here, but every day. And it's something that we want to put on display, and we want to let people know that if God did it for you,
yes,
that he can do it for them. And he can take nothing,
yes, he can,
and turn it into a jewel.
Yes, yes.
And that's what Davis One Stop has turned into, a jewel. And we want to thank you. We want to thank you guys for spending the very best part. And for Hollywood,
of the morning, early
the
morning,
the earliest part of your morning with us. We give you a hand, and we say thank you for being the change.
Yay,
that you want to say. Yes, bravo. And you know what? We all sometimes just have to give ourselves a hand. This is my theme song. I absolutely love Lettucey, and I love what she embodies. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody. We're back after this.
Real folks around, if you were wondering, I'm about to tell you now. See, it's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same Lettucey, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making, big news. See, if love found me, it could surely find you. See, it. Just let them try. I don't listen to them, baby, let me tell you. I see it's the same pretty woman with a brand new
Everyone, let me hear you clap now if this is your jam.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie. The number to phone is 318-346-2540 in Opelousas. 337-942-9939. Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. The number 318-443-5741. For more information about the Southwest Beverage Safety Messages, log on to www.beresponsible.com. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton, an incredible beautician. The number to phone is 318-442-7204. If you're just joining us, we're wrapping up an incredible conversation with Thesha Wiley and Thesha Wiley Davis and Lorette Wiley, Davis One Stop. You know what? We're just talking about people living their dreams And one of the things that we're trying to help do is make those dreams of those women that are struggling with breast cancer. We are trying to raise money, DC, to make sure that no woman has to struggle and die from breast cancer.
Absolutely.
And so we are on a mission, and many of you know who listened to the show that last year we were all about breast cancer awareness, raising money, and this year is no different. And we have already had people calling in, DC, talking about how they can get the information to make donations. Let me just give that information really quickly. Our address, our office is 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, right here in Alexandria, 71302. You can phone us at 318-445-5658, and you can make those checks or money orders payable to OPT/SGK. Or you can make them simply to Susan G. Komen, SGK. 100% of all of the monies that we raise between now and November go directly to fighting breast cancer. And we want you to feel our hearts, and we want you to feel the pulse of how important this movement is, and we want you to get involved.
Absolutely. And if you're in Cheneyville, Miss Davis, Miss Thesha has just signed on to be a hub in the Cheneyville area, and Miss Hollywood will be speaking to you about giving donations to help in the fight against breast cancer and being the change that you want to see in the fight against breast cancer.
Absolutely. And before we got to go, Lorette, you wanted to shout out some of your very good little customers.
Oh, I have so many of them. But little James Stelly Jr. came in the other day, and he said, I hear you guys on the radio. I said, boy, you better be in school. So he said, but no, when I was out of school. So James and Darinella and little Jazzy Bell. Little Cage, but they're all my little babies.
And you know what? We have such a great community in Cheneyville, and Davis One Stop is a hub. It's a hub of love, but it's a hub of getting what you need. And so, you know, you might ask yourself, well, I've always gone to Bunkie. Well, no need. No need to go to Bunkie anymore, because you can stop at Davis One Stop. It doesn't matter if you're traveling north or south. It's right there in the center of Cheneyville. And again, we want to thank Thesha and Lorette. Thank Donald Davis. Thank the whole crew at Davis One Stop. Pudgy, big shout out. Cutting that meat, you know, and
but
doing.
She's still fired.
Lorette said she's still fired. And we want to thank you guys for being the change that you want to see. You know what? Change starts with each of us. It starts with me, and it starts with you. We, as always, want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself, and don't forget to be
thank
the
you,
change.
OPT.
You're absolutely so, so
thank
welcome.
You.
We don't want you guys to forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wednesday.